weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
And it's time to introduce you to my guest for this evening. He is the new Mayor of Cambridge, Councillor George Pippas. Councillor Pippas, good evening.
Good evening, Julia. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolute pleasure. Now, I always get confused with what the best way is to address a mayor in Cambridge. Is there some sort of official protocol which I should be adhering to at this point?
I think it's Your Worship.
Your Worship. I like that. Those of us who remember Trumpton remember that as well, as all since Worship the Mayor and that too. Let's begin by sort of rewinding a little bit, I suppose. You're from Cyprus originally, I think.
Yes, I was born in Cyprus and I came here about 40 years ago, and I have been here ever since. I work just around the corner here, Pi Unicum and Pi TVT.
Oh, wow.
Pi here in their technical departments many years ago. And I have been very grateful to Cambridge for providing me with a nice job, a nice home, a safe place to live, and a good education for my children.
And you've been in Cambridge for all of those 40 years,
isn't
it enough?
That's correct.
Did you pick on Cambridge in particular, or was it simply the attraction of Pi at that time?
No, it was the attraction of Pi, good education, good opportunities. And I loved it was home from home. It's a wonderful town, Cambridge, a very safe town. Within 3 minutes, you're in the countryside, and that really attracted me. And you can go anywhere on the bicycles. That's lovely.
Are you a regular cyclist around the city?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. And what took, I don't want to go too much down the politics road, but I'm intrigued as to what took you into politics in the first instance.
Well, my wife and I, we tried to give something back to the community for the wonderful hospitality that Cambridge extended to us for the last 40 years. And I felt we would do that better if I were to become a councillor. And so I got elected in 2011. I served as a councillor in housing, in planning, and various other subcommittees. I was also elected as a deputy mayor in 2013-2014. And I've also been a bailiff for many years. So, yes. And being a councillor, I believed I made a positive contribution and paid back some of the kindness that Cambridge has shown me.
And you were Lib Dem, which presumably when you were deputy mayor, the Lib Dems, were they still running the city at that point?
Yes, and then we've lost the city.
This is the one thing which intrigued me when I read about your appointment. A Labour council and appointing a Lib Dem mayor. How does that work?
Well, I'm very grateful to my fellow councillors from all parties for trusting me with their vote. But it shows that when we vote for something, we mean it. Twice in full council, we have voted that we support the 10,000 or so EU citizens who are born in continental Europe and live and work here. And I was the living proof, I suppose, of one person who was born in continental Europe that's been given this opportunity to be the first mayor of Cambridge in the last 811 years. We never had another Cypriot. So
Are you saying that there's been, I know we've had an American mayor, for example, in the past, but do you feel that in some way the council is making a statement by having somebody from continental Europe, not necessarily born in the UK, as its ceremonial head?
I believe is proving, is making a statement to prove that what they have voted, it is correct. And they also want to show that whoever lives in Cambridge, whatever your colour, whatever your nationality, whatever your religion, every one of us matters. We embrace every single person who lives in Cambridge, and every one of us can make a positive contribution to Cambridge's ongoing success. And that's the council's thinking.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm right in saying, from memory, it's something like 20% of people who live in Cambridge have a passport other than British.
And that is, it may be true. I don't know how many, but I know we're about 10,000 EU citizens. Mm-hmm. And some Chinese people we have about 1,000 Greeks. I don't know how many, and also have a large community from Bangladesh here as well.
Mm. What are your plans for the next 12 months? And I guess you've kind of got a bit of a flavour for it over your spell as deputy mayor, but is there any sort of particular activities that the mayor traditionally carries out that you're looking forward to getting involved in yourself?
We have to proclaim the Midsummer Fair open on the 21st, on Wednesday the 21st, and that's one of the key traditions. King James has put a covenant that the mayor has to proclaim the fair open, and that's been going on for the last 811 years. So that's one of the things we're looking forward to.
Carrying that one. And of course, you've got your chosen charities for the next 12 months. So the first obvious question is to who they are.
Yeah, the first charity we have chosen is the Sick Children's Trust at Acorn House. This one, Ladenbrooks, and this one they believe by keeping the families together, it significantly improves the recovery of seriously ill children. They provide free, high-quality home-from-home accommodation, as well as emotional and practical support to families with sick children in the hospital. My wife and I attended this charity when I was deputy mayor, and that's really has left a lasting impression upon us. And Dame Mary Archer is also the patron for this charity.
Mm-hmm. And so this is, by the sounds of things, very much your own choice. You haven't been lobbied by anybody. No, it's just like your personal decision to go with that.
That's our personal decision. And I know exactly how those parents feel when they have sick children in the hospital. It's tough for the parents, it's tough for the children. And clearly, if the parents are very close, are able to stay with their children in the hospital at night time, it makes the children better very quickly. I know that when my kids were small, they were one of them was a very sickly child, and we always wanted to be there. Mm. And so that's
natural for that. I seem to remember they do provide that accommodation, don't they?
Yes.
Which allows the parents to stay with their children at that time. Which is one of our charities of the month, actually, a couple of months ago. So we had a few features at the time, very moving pieces there.
And the mayor may not raise a lot of money, but you generate awareness, and you're there, and you might find a benefactor who will decide to give £1 million. You never know, but it's just generating awareness.
I guess lending your name to it as the mayor is
definitely
something which draws people's attention to it, and no doubt you'll be attending a few of their events over
I have already
next few
attended
months.
One, yes. And the second charity I have chosen is Committee Centre 33.
That's the homeless charity, isn't it, I think?
No, it's...
No?
The Centre 33 exists to help every young person in Cambridgeshire to fulfil their potential. They support and empower young people to overcome their problems through a range of free and confidential services. If you're worried, you can have a free pregnancy test, for example. You can, if you're worried about relationships, they're there to support you. And that's a wonderful service also for the young children.
Mm. And again, once more, I dare say there'll be a few events that you'll be taking part in.
We have, and we have already been, on average, we attend about 3 events. And this morning, we're at the King's Hedges School at the... we had a wonderful reception there, and we had wonderful questions from the children asking the mayor if the mayor has met the queen and if he has met the I was wearing the regalia, so the kids thought I was like the king. You know, it's
a very true. I know you're just in a smart suit and tie.
Yeah.
This afternoon. I guess it's your choice, really, isn't it, as to whether or not. I know previous mayors we've had, and they've come into our studio into the full kit, as it were. But others not. Although on a day like this, I can't blame you for leaving it at home, quite frankly.
Yes. Yeah, it is quite warm. But
yeah, very warm, particularly this particular studio, actually. It's famed for it, unfortunately. So the next little while, is this going to sort of eat into your time as sort of personal time, or your time that was otherwise given to the council?
You, as mayor, you do dedicate, it's almost like a full-time occupation, and you put aside your personal life and you put aside your business life, and you try to be You're the ambassador of Cambridge, so you have to give the best image and you have to dedicate your time for Cambridge. It's only 1 year and it is a wonderful experience, and it's a great privilege and an honour to be part of this wonderful tradition.
Very, very much so, and very privileged and honoured for you to join us as well this afternoon. Hopefully, I'm sure that our paths will cross many times over the next few weeks and months of your tenure in office.
And if I like to, as a new mayor, to say that I would like us to try and demonstrate that whatever our background is, every one of us matters here in Cambridge. We're all equally important for the future and the well-being of this city and of this country.
Some good words to end with. Mayor of Cambridge, Councillor George Pippas, thanks very much for joining us tonight.